Good morning. Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Bethany B. And joining me today is worship pastor Jonathan with Open Door Baptist Church. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's good to be here.
Yes. Thank you for joining me. So Open Door Baptist Church is in Churchville, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the history and how long the church has been around for.
Open Door has been around 46 years. Established in the 70s and started by a small group, which grew to a large group and then eventually moved to a church on Thurston Road right here in the city. When it started flourishing more and more and outgrew its space, that's when about 20 years later in the late 90s, it moved to Chi-Lai on the west side. So Open Door has always strived to be a family-oriented, Bible-centered church that over the last 40 years has devoted itself to staying connected to the community, having vibrant missions, being multi-ethnic, multi-generational, and reaching out to the community. I've been there 7 years, and I've really enjoyed watching my family grow and seeing my family get connected quickly. And it's a great place for family, great place for individuals.
As a worship pastor, what all does that entail? I know like on Sundays we know what you do, but other than that, give us like the back end story.
Well, my background is I'm a music educator. So my degree is in music education. I have a master's. It's a theological degree, but it's a music and leadership degree. So that's my focus in my master's. So that really trained me to handle all things music. Then I was ordained, and that's the pastor side of me. Really, I enjoy spending time focusing on people. But really, the people that I work with, there's probably 150 people that work directly with me in the music department, kids, adults, media ministry, and those are the people that I am directly responsible for, working with funerals and weddings, people that are sick. So there's that shepherding pastor side, and then there's the getting ready for the weekend, rehearsals that get ready for the weekend, the rehearsals on Wednesdays with the choirs, all the choirs that we have and the orchestras and the rhythm sections, and then looking forward to the events coming up in the future.
So your job is basically 24/7. I feel like you're always on.
Sure. There's always something going on. The challenge is, I tell the people that we work together with, family first.
Yes.
As strong as your family, that's the strength of your ministry, the strength of your family.
An Open Door Baptist Church is hosting a Chi-Lai Christmas celebration. There's 2 days, is December 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. What does a celebration entail?
Well, Open Door has a great tradition of music and song. And in 2016, when I joined the staff, we decided to build a Christmas program. Now, they'd had Christmas celebrations before on Sundays and Christmas Eve. We wanted to do exactly that, create a program that would highlight the different areas of ministry we were working with. A kids choir, adult choir, orchestra, media, and a little bit of drama. So what we did is early on, we started doing one event, whether it was a Sunday night or it was a Sunday morning, and drawing all those things together and inviting people. And it's grown. The last several we've had have just been packed. So this year's the first year that we're having two on December 16th, that's Saturday night, and December 17th, the Sunday night. They're both identical at 6 o'clock each evening. And it's going to be a great, I like saying it's great because of course I'm the one putting it on.
Yeah.
But it'll be, you know, in the midst of a season where we're so busy. Our families are so busy.
Mm-hmm.
Our society is so busy and fractured. We pull in to our houses in the evening. We open the garage door and we go inside. We barely have time to say hi to our neighbors, especially during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the morning, you get in your car, you open your garage door and you take off. We want to create a moment for people to have some sort of connection, especially during the Christmas season. That's what we need, connection.
Oh, yeah. I agree 100%. And how many people are involved in the program? I know you said there's a lot of like drama, singers. How many people do we expect to see on the 16th and 17th?
I'd say right around 100, maybe a little over 100 people. We've got 50 in our adult choir, around 20 people in the orchestra rhythm section. And right now our children's choir that's joining us, I think there's 40 We've got a great children's choir director. She's a professor at Roberts, and she's doing a wonderful job. They actually sang with us last Sunday, so a couple Sundays ago. And they did a song with us for a congregational, and everyone stood and sang a song, and then they did their own special. And the orchestra and the band played along with them, so they had live music instead of a track, which I didn't get to sing with live music for years and years until I was much older. But what a cool experience for them. I want to give the kids opportunities to be in front of everyone as much as they can. And it's great for the families, too, to see their kids up there singing.
Well, I'm sure the kids love it, too.
Yeah.
They're probably dancing all around.
Yeah.
How long is the program? Is it like a two-hour program or?
It's about an hour.
Hour. Oh, okay. So yeah. Short, sweet, perfect.
Yeah, I want to make it family-friendly. Yeah. I want the kids to be in there to enjoy it and the parents to also enjoy it if they have kids.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Especially the kids, they get antsy too after a certain amount of time.
They sure do.
How much does it cost to attend the event?
It's a free event. We never want the event to cost anything, and we never want to keep anyone away from the good news of Christ as we celebrate Christmas.
And this is an annual event. You said you've been celebrating it since 2016, or was it 2017?
Yeah, around 2017 is when we really started doing this, and it's grown every year since.
Has it been every year, or did you have to take a break during the pandemic at all?
Yeah, we definitely took a break during the pandemic and, you know, did something different for a couple of years. Came back, didn't even miss a beat.
No, especially now that you have 2 days.
Yeah.
Because it's been a 1 day every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So again, the Open Door Baptist Church is hosting a Chi-Lai Christmas celebration December 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. It is free to attend, about an hour or so. Does Open Door Baptist Church have any other events to look forward to that may be coming up next year?
Well, we have many events. And, you know, of course, every Sunday,
yes,
every Wednesday, there's events. And in addition to celebrating Easter together, we also like to make a big deal about Mother's Day and Father's Day. During the summer, we put on a massive kids camp, around 350 kids and 200 volunteers. It's just full of water camp and sports camp and a low ropes course. It's all right on our property. There's about 60 acres there. Just have a great week in the morning for 1 week in July, where the kids come out and just celebrate, have a good time together. And we get to see them really flourish in those different areas and have fun and try out different things and hear the good news of the gospel. And then in the fall, we focus most every fall on our missions. We have a great support of missions around the globe and locally and orphans. And we hear from missionaries that we support around the globe. We bring them in for a weekend. And we have a great event during the fall that way as well.
To keep up with all the events going on, because I was on your website too, there is a ton going on. Can you give us the website of where people can look to and
Yeah, it's
plan
Open Door.
Ahead?
OpenDoorChili.org or OpenDoorChili.org, C-H-I-L-I.org.
Yeah, if you're not from Rochester, you'll say chili.
Sure.
I always have to catch myself whenever I say Chi-Lai. I know you're saying Mother's Day and Father's Day, which seems far now, and especially mm-hmm. summer, but we're always looking forward to summer here in upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for Mother's Day and Father's Day? Is it just like a special worship on Sundays, or how does that work?
Yeah, our services, it's a typical service, but we like to highlight the mothers, have a moment maybe where the kids will sing or the kids hand a flower to the mother. We always have a little gift to the mother. I think last Mother's Day we had a special buffet of or a layout of teas and samples for the ladies, and they left with something special in a basket. Just a way to honor the mothers. Say thank you. Really, every day should be Mother's Day.
Yes, I agree.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Father's Day, we do the same. We made a video 1 year of pictures. We asked the members of the church for pictures of them with their fathers and put together a collage video. And 1 year we cooked bacon on Father's Day. And when everyone came in or left church, they got a couple slices of bacon just for fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love bacon.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure the dads do too. Okay, so we're going to go right back into Open Door Baptist Church hosting a Chi-Lai Christmas celebration. They don't have to register anything for the event, right?
They just show up
and it's free. Is there anything else you want to mention about the event coming up on December 16th and 17th?
The event fills up fast. Space is limited, so I encourage people to show up a little early. And it'll be a great time.
Bring your family with you.
Yeah, celebrate the season.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bethany.